Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matt Kanaus-Bihal. A reading from Holy Scripture from the New Testament reading for today is from John 15:12 to 27. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So many things in that text, but there's three words that stand out: love, hate, and witness. And it seems conditional, doesn't it? If you love me, you will do my commandments. Well, man, seems like we're not able to do his commandments, and so it starts to raise the question, do we really love him? Well, let's remember where Jesus is at. He has just given them of that commandment to love one another even as he has loved them, and he has washed their feet, and he is preparing them for what love looks like. It's more of kind of a scenario where, you know, they say that who you hang around with influences you quite a bit. He's telling them, you are not my servants anymore, you are my friends. And as my friends, you will love. This is the way it's going to be, because as my friends, you're going to hear the commandments. And when you hear these commandments, you're going to do them. And because I am the one who I am as your Savior and Lord, and the one who has led you and gives all things to you, you will love. Now, the world will hate because it opposes Jesus. It opposes his kind of love. See, a world's love is more about self-desire than it is about caring for others. And Jesus's love is about caring for others. And so that's what he leads his disciples in. So there will be hate, not because of who we are personally, but because of who Jesus is. And if the world has hated him, they're going to hate any voice that speaks about him in a positive way, or any voice that points others to him. But that's how Satan's going to work, try to divide God's creation from himself. And so as Satan works to divide and separate, Jesus continues to work to bring together. And he gives of his Spirit, the Spirit of truth. I mean, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And here Jesus gives of that very same Spirit of truth so that witness would happen. So now we're on to that word witness, one who gets to speak about what they have seen. Well, we heard it from the firsthand witnesses. You have seen what God has done in your life. And now, having been loved by God, knowing there is opposition in the world, we get to witness. And that witness is a good thing, because you get to witness of joy and mercy and grace. You get to witness of forgiveness. You get to witness of all the good things God has done for you in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus for you. You are forgiven in him. And now you get to be his witness, carried along by his Spirit, strengthened by his Spirit to speak his word. And that's all for you. The prayer of the day. O God, giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.